This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Certainly a great day economically. I mean, when you see the stock market suddenly turning so positive, it ended up 436 points up the Dow. How about the stock of Donald J. Trump, particularly with his investment in running for president again? He all but admitted that again and talked about doing it again, claiming that he already won twice, so he's going to come out and come back and win a third time. But there's a first step before he gets there, and that is overcoming what Josh Krashauer of the Axios, he used to report with great distinction for the National Journal and Politico and other sources. He talks about Trump's summer slump, and this particularly involves some of the candidates that Trump has invested his name in and his support for, who seem to be struggling as they approach their primaries. Josh Krashauer, great to welcome you to the show, and thank you for joining us.
Great to be back on the show, Michael.
Okay, so when it comes to Trump's summer slump, I was speaking to the audience just moments ago about the good news with the polling from Missouri. Now, Eric Greitens was not exactly a Trump-endorsed candidate. Trump had never formally endorsed. But Kimberly Guilfoyle, who's like a prospective, she's supposed to be, I think, described as the fiance of Don Jr., she's been deeply involved with the Greitens campaign. Isn't it also a blow for Republicans because it makes it much more likely they keep the Senate seat in Missouri, and a little bit of a strike against Trump that Greitens has now dropped to third place and looks less and less likely to actually win that nomination?
Yeah, I mean, the fight in Missouri was sort of a symbolic of the issues that ail the Republican Party, that you have a former disgraced governor credibly accused by his ex-wife of domestic abuse in first place throughout almost the whole campaign, and it wasn't until the final few weeks where he's fallen back to earth after ads from an outside group have hammered him and reminded voters about his track record. I mean, the very fact that you have reputable people like Kimberly Guilfoyle, you have discussions in Mar-a-Lago that Trump might consider endorsing Eric Greitens, that's all you need to know about kind of the mood within the Republican Party base these days. And I think Greitens ultimately won't win that primary based on all the reporting I've done in the state the last week. But the fact that he has a base, the fact that you have to deal with a critical mass of Republican voters who want the crazy, who want the most extreme candidates, it's a challenge that Republicans have been dealing with throughout the whole year.
And again, let's remind people, because most people don't know what's going on in Missouri. He was elected governor. It was a close race. But then he was forced to resign because of having to admit having an extremely steamy, seamy affair with his hairdresser in his basement and allegedly blackmailing her. And I believe every Republican in the state legislature, they all wanted him to resign, and he did.
Yeah, these are not rhinos in the Missouri Republican-controlled state legislature. It's a very conservative state. And yes, they called on him almost universally to resign. There's not many allies of his left in Missouri on the Republican Party side of the aisle. And that was just the beginning of all the controversies. That's what forced him to leave office. But ultimately, we've learned since then that he's, at least according to his ex-wife, has, you know, abused their young child, abused his ex-wife. The details are very, very, you know, very, very, very graphic, very extreme. And yet he still has, you know, this base. He still held on to a certain faction of the Republican Party, at least until the last week or two of the campaign.
Okay, with that going on, you mentioned in your very challenging piece at Axios that, look, one of the things that was tough for Trump about this week was last Friday the two biggest conservative newspapers in the country, both of which are owned by Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post, both said Trump wasn't worthy to serve as president. They were pretty hard-hitting editorials. What do you think? Obviously, we know that Trump reads the New York Post. He refers to it all the time. What could he do to turn around this sense of? He said to the group that he spoke to on Monday, the America First Institute that he has set up. He said he's the most persecuted person in all of American history. Do you think that's credible?
I don't think it's credible, Michael, but I will say that there's a big difference, and we saw this in 2016, between where the so-called elites or the leaders in the Republican Party are, and that includes media leaders, it includes opinion leaders, and where the base and the grassroots of the voting base is. And those are the folks that are with Trump more than the folks that are in Washington who hold elective offices, who are running publications, even on the right. In fact, if you look at some of the latest polling, Michael, in the Republican primary, Ron DeSantis is actually leading with white-collar, college-educated Republicans. He, in many polls, statewide and nationally, he actually leads among sort of the college graduates. But the working-class Republicans still are sticking with Trump. And that is the divide right now in the Republican Party. You have pro-Trump Republicans. Some of them wanted to move on, wanted to look forward to 2024, focus on the issues, and yet you still have a sizable segment of the Republican Party that still is with Trump and is focusing on a lot of the grievances that he peddles, including these conspiracy theories about the 2020 election. And social media, just the way people consume news, is only fueling that divide and making it hard for those numbers to change dramatically as we get closer to the election.
Okay, Mark Thiessen, who was former speechwriter and aide for President George W. Bush, has a piece about how Trump's one hope of winning the nomination is having a bunch of opponents, not just one, because that's the way he did it last time, is he won the early primaries with 25% of the vote, sometimes 30% of the vote, very rarely got above 30% until people started dropping out in the race. Is it that a factor now, do you think, that he is virtually assured of the nomination if, say, there are five other candidates for the GOP nod?
Yeah, it's definitely a factor, though. You know, I think the biggest question right now is, does Ron DeSantis, the possible Trump killer in the Republican Party, does he run for president if Trump decides to run? I was talking to a very well-plugged-in Republican strategist who talked about the latest state of play in the Republican electorate. He said among pro-Trump voters, people who really like Trump, about half of them are kind of true MAGA folks. They go to the rallies. They like the election conspiracy theories. They are definitely rooted in grievance and focused on the past. And then you have another half of the pro-Trump electorate that, you know, may not think the 2020 election was fair and square, but they're willing to move on. They want to focus on the economy, inflation, crime, all the issues that are driving so many voters across the country. And then you've got outside of that pro-Trump space, you've got about 20% of the overall Republican Party that's functionally anti-Trump, doesn't want Trump to run, wouldn't vote for him in a primary. The key for any Republican is to get that pro-Trump half, that's a little bit more, you know, forward-looking, with the anti-Trump 20%. You get a majority there. DeSantis seems to be the guy that can probably put that coalition together. It's harder to see some of these anti-Trump Republicans like Larry Hogan or, you know, Chris Christie right now and a bunch of others that seem to be splitting at 20%. There's not a lot of votes to be had there. DeSantis is the one guy that looks like he would be acceptable to most of both sides of that faction. And, again, if you split that vote up in a lot of different ways, you have a lot of different candidates. That's where certainly the anti-Trump or the non-Trump candidates could have some problems.
Josh Krashauer, the senior political correspondent at Axios, a political reporting and analysis, as he says, without fear or favor. We'll be back to talk about the battle for control of the U.S. Senate. And does it help Trump that he not only wants to have a change in the majority in the Senate, he wants a change in the Senate leadership? No more Mitch McConnell. We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a few minutes more with Josh Krauschauer of Axios, formerly with National Journal, Politico, and other prestigious Washington publications, about the very complicated world of politics where things are breaking in the midst of primary season. there's a big news about a settling of one primary before any votes were cast. This is in the state of Wisconsin, where generally, and I know you agree with this because you've said so in writing, that the most endangered Republican incumbent right now is Ron Johnson, the very outspoken senator from Wisconsin who's running for a third term. And it now looks like the two candidates on the Democratic side of a more moderate cast who might have given him a most formidable challenge, those two have been cast aside. It looks like Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who I think by almost any measure is the most woke of the candidates, is going to be running against Ron Johnson. Is this a break for Republicans and the fight to win the Senate?
It's a huge break, and for all the talk we've spent discussing weak, not ready for primetime Republican candidates, Democrats are handing Ron Johnson a big gift in Wisconsin, looking like they're going to nominate Mandela Barnes, the lieutenant governor, who is, you call them woke, one of the most left-wing candidates in a swing state that I can remember in some time. He's someone who is on record during this campaign supporting getting rid of certain bail requirements. He's for the Green New Deal. He's been endorsed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. And look, this is going to be a very favorable Republican environment in one of the biggest swing states in the country, in Wisconsin. So this is the guy you mentioned that dropped out today is the vice president of the Milwaukee Bucks, who spent $12 million of his own money into the campaign, was a little bit more moderate, and looked like he was competitive, at least in polls. So this was a surprise.
At one point, Sarah Godlewski, who is the treasurer, state treasurer in Wisconsin, seemed to be popular. She just faded. And I think she was trying to run a more moderate campaign, no?
Yeah, I mean, they all were running pretty liberal campaigns, though, because Barnes is the true blue progressive, where these other folks are a little more mainstream, center-left folks. But you know, moderate is a relative term these days. But Barnes is someone who Democrats are worried about in a general election because he has leaned into the progressive label very much so. And we've talked about John Fetterman, another progressive lieutenant governor on this show. He actually did not call himself a progressive in that campaign. He kind of ran away from that label, even though he certainly has a whole lot of positions that would fit the bill. Barnes has done the opposite. He's embraced the progressive label, and I just think that's going to be a big, even with Ron Johnson's many vulnerabilities, it's going to be a big challenge at the end of the time.
Do you think that John Fetterman still apparently hasn't recovered entirely from his stroke and his medical difficulties? Do you think that the doctor in the race, Dr. Oz, has a solid chance of holding that seat for the Republicans?
There's a doctor in the building, but it's someone who's a celebrity doctor, actually a real doctor, but someone who's known for his TV show in Dr. Oz. Look, I mean, I actually thought Dr. Oz would be faring a little bit better than he is right now in the polling because he has been on television. Yes, he was endorsed by Donald Trump, but he's pretty good on TV, and he's pivoted back to the middle as he's been nominated for the general election. But his numbers are just really bad. He took a lot of negative hits on the primary campaign side, and he just hasn't raised enough money, or frankly, he hasn't shown he's willing to spend his own money after the primary to go mano a mano with John Fetterman. That said, this is going to be a good Republican year. Oz should be able to get his numbers up a little bit as he tries to reintroduce himself to voters. So I think this is going to be a very close race. If Democrats win Pennsylvania, that would be they need to win Pennsylvania to have a chance at holding a narrow Senate majority like they have now.
Okay, and what there's something else in Pennsylvania that I don't understand, which is the Democrats wanted, they have been playing games trying to get the least electable Republican nominated in state after state. And apparently they helped Doug Mastriano, who's now the Republican nominee for governor. And he's got ties to QAnon, and he's a stolen election guy and a conspiracist. And everyone's shocked. They seem to be tied between Mastriano and Josh Shapiro, the state's attorney general. What's going on there?
Well, look, I think this is a very dangerous game Democrats are playing in many states, trying to help Republicans nominate the most extreme candidates by pouring money on behalf of these MAGA right-wing candidates. You know, I think Mastriano would have won the primary in Pennsylvania regardless. And I actually have seen more recent polling, and we may see public polling pretty soon, showing that Mastriano's deficit has grown, his negative ratings have gone higher since Democrats have gone on air even more with television ads reminding voters of where he stands on these key issues and what he said in the past. So, people thought Trump couldn't win the 2016 presidential election. Democrats were rooting for him to win the Republican nomination. And look where we are right now. Pennsylvania is a swing state, and it's looking like a very strong Republican year. So the notion that you would root on someone like Mastriano, who, he makes Trump actually look moderate in some ways with his positioning. The fact that you would play with fire like that, I don't think it's a wise political strategy.
Okay, and finally, how about Alaska? And I say finally because the returns aren't going to come in from Alaska for a week or something after the election. A Senate race where Trump is challenging an incumbent U.S. Senator, Lisa Murkowski, and a congressional race. They only have one seat in Congress where Sarah Palin is the Trump-endorsed candidate. What happens there?
Yeah, I think these are going to be races where Trump experiences some of his bigger setbacks. Alaska has a weird election, actually it might be a good election system in that it actually incentivizes moderates to have a bigger say in the process. So their primary, they actually whittle down the field to four candidates, and then you have this ranked choice system where you don't just pick a candidate, but you rank them into who you like the most and the least. And that's really hurting Sarah Palin for that House seat, because she would win if it was a regular primary in all likelihood, but she's not in a lot of people's second choice, and that's going to hurt her in this election. And it's also hurting the Trump-endorsed candidate for Senate against Lisa Murkowski, who, Kelly Chewbacca, who, I think she still has a chance, but Murkowski is clearly the favorite given the system. If it was a regular Republican primary, you would see Trump candidates winning. Because of this new system that Alaska implemented, it's empowering people in the middle, and it's making it a lot harder for Trump to get traction.
It's all fascinating, and there is no precedent to this, to a candidate for president, not a sitting president, remind yourselves, who is actually has a whole slate of his candidates. And one of the things that Josh Krasauer writes about is how the results finally, when they come in, could change perceptions about Trump and his inevitability as the nominee in 24. Josh Krasauer, senior political correspondent at Axios, thank you for your perspective and your wisdom. We will be right back with Americans frightened every day of imminent danger. From what exactly? Coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The yeas are 64, the nays are 33, and the motion to concur with an amendment is agreed to.
And with that, a big semiconductor bill is headed to the House after passage in the Senate. The bipartisan measure aims to boost United States production of computer chips. It's also designed to bolster American competition with China. After testing negative twice for COVID, President Biden is done isolating. Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president praises the effectiveness of the COVID treatment, Paxlovid.
This life-saving drug reduces risk of hospitalization and death from COVID-19 by about 90%. It's free, safe, and easy to take.
The Fed Reserve announces an interest rate hike of another 0.75%. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a story that I think we have to struggle to understand right here on the Michael Medved Show. It's a story that's advertised with a posed photograph of a pretty blonde woman covering her mouth, biting her fingernails, her eyes bugging out, her arms sort of drawn to put them together to cover her mouth. She's obviously terrified. It's like a scene from a horror movie when she's just seen the monster or someone who is a zombie or something of that nature. And the story, over half of Americans feel like they're in imminent danger at least once a day. A new poll of 2,000 Americans analyzed how they feel about their personal safety and found 52% feel on edge every day. So who's most frightened? I would have assumed older Americans. And older Americans have the most to fear. Older Americans are on the street. They are the targets of all kinds of nastiness. Obviously, they are at most risk of pandemics, viruses. But no! Younger Americans were the most likely to feel concerned about their safety on a daily basis. 75% of those between the ages of 25 and 34 agreeing with this statement, compared to just 50% of those between the ages of 45 and 54. Dark streets and sidewalks trigger their anxiety the most, followed by neighborhoods they aren't too familiar with. Next in line were parking garages and riding alone in a rideshare or a taxi. Speaking of rideshare services, 39% of respondents completely avoid them because they don't feel safe taking them. This jumps to 50% for those between 25 and 34. One poll did this survey on behalf of Arlo. So I want to know, who's Arlo? Who's reporting all of this information about how frightened we are? Arlo makes security cameras and security systems. It actually, I think, welcomes the idea of having such an eager market out there. People are just terrified. The poll asked respondents what tips and tricks they use to make themselves feel safer and found 56% share their location with someone just in case. Gen Z and millennial respondents were the most likely to use this tactic, with 62% of those between 18 and 24 also sharing location, letting somebody know where you're going to be. Always a good idea. The respondents also revealed the top things they'll have on their person for safety and peace of mind while traveling. The most popular items are pepper spray. It says 40% of people carry pepper spray. And a personal safety app on their phone. It's another 40%. 1 in 3 respondents have an alert button or a device, as well as a self-defense keychain. Jeremy, what's a self-defense keychain? Do you have any idea? I don't know if it's electrified. I mean, because keychains, how do you use a keychain in self-defense? The communicating your whereabouts with a trusted contact is a simple tactic to enable a greater sense of security, says Lily Knowles, who is SVP of Marketing and Customer Care for Arlo. Arlo, again, making security systems and alarms and products of that nature. And part of what this study finds is that people feel unsafe in their own homes. The survey also asked respondents about their safety and the comfort of their own homes and found 42% do not feel safe when they're at home alone. 45% avoid living on the ground or first floors of apartment buildings out of fear of home invasions. Okay, look, I do believe the country is on edge, but Jeremy just put up indications of self-defense keychains, and one of them actually looks like that plastic tool that was used to attack Lee Zeldin, the congressman who's the Republican nominee for governor of New York. Remember, he was attacked by a drunk U.S. Army veteran who approached him with what could have been a very damaging tool, and it looks like this piece with two prongs on it made out of plastic that you attach your keys to. Jeremy says, oh, how about a keychain that is connected to an AR-15 or a vicious dog? I think one of the things that's interesting about this is that why does it show that younger people are so much more fearful? And overwhelming majority, 75%, who feel imminent danger every single day, it's actually because fewer younger people, at least as they define it, people below the age of 34, fewer people in that age group are partnered, are married, living with a family, with other people. And when it comes to people who are afraid of being home alone, I think single people are disproportionately younger. And yes, there are people at the other end of the life spectrum who are older people who are also single, but more likely to be in a group environment. The idea of living by yourself obviously would create all kinds of fears. I thought what's interesting here is they have a list of the top places that Americans feel unsafe. Are number one, dark streets and sidewalks, neighborhoods they aren't familiar with. Well, you can be afraid of getting lost in neighborhoods you aren't familiar with and taking a wrong turn into a really dicey area. Parking garages, riding alone in an Uber or a taxi. And then only 28% feel afraid of public transportation. Actually, if you look at the numbers on public transportation, it's a little bit problematic. So this basically, what do you do about these items of fear? I'm sure that Arlo, the company sponsoring this, wants you to check out their line of products and services. Though I'm not sure that self-defense keychains are part of what they have on offer. What about people and their fear of super spreader events? It is so much less now. They brought back the Capitol Hill block party. KS Capitol Hill was that same neighborhood in Seattle where they established the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, CHAZ, which was later the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, CHOP. And there were shootings and craziness up there, but they every year had a block party, which was canceled during the pandemic time, and now it's come back. They had a big picture in the Seattle Times, and it showed people unmasked, everybody unmasked, of course, and right next to each other. And if you look at the actual numbers on the pandemic, is that because people feel safe? Because they are vaccinated and boosted and they don't have to worry about it anymore? Well, we now know that, yes, the vaccinations and the booster shots make it less likely that you'll get very, very sick. But the idea of getting the disease, it's just in terms of my personal range of acquaintance. We know it's literally dozens of people now who only in this later stages have gotten the disease. President Biden has some comments about that and about the impact of the vaccinations and more. Sure to be controversial, like everything about President Biden is. We will get to what the chief executive, the leader of the free world, has to say about that and his reference to President Trump, which could have been more gracious, frankly. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Michael Medved Show, President Biden recovering according to schedule. Apparently the pronouncements about his general ability to overcome the COVID-19 infection that he suffered have proven relatively accurate. And he took advantage of that situation, talked about returning to work, feeling much better, all good. But then he found it necessary to compare himself to his predecessor. His predecessor is named Trump, remember? Also a potential opponent next time. Why did he bring that into it? It's a gaffe. It's foolish. But here is the President of the United States. Listen.
When my predecessor got COVID, he had to get helicoptered to Walter Reed Medical Center. He was severely ill. Thankfully, he recovered. When I got COVID, I worked from upstairs at the White House, and the office is upstairs, and for that five-day period. The difference is vaccinations, of course, but also three new tools, free to all and widely available. You don't need to be president to get these tools to use for your defense. In fact, the same booster shots, the same at-home tests, the same treatment that I got is available to you. My administration has made sure that all Americans across the country, from all walks of life, have free access to those tools.
Okay, look, I think he's making a useful point that people watching the heavy rate of infection all around them may think, well, what's the purpose of getting a vaccine now? Why not go ahead and take your vaccine and to reduce your chances of getting ill, but also, and this is the main thing and the message that I think the president meant to get across and could have done much more effectively, he could have gotten across the message that said, look, even if vaccines and booster shots don't prevent you from getting sick, they will reduce the chances greatly of your getting very sick. They will greatly reduce the symptoms and the suffering that you have. And the president's a good example of that. Trump, who previously had claimed he was immune to COVID-19 after contracting the virus last fall, was quietly vaccinated in January after, as a Trump representative confirmed to Forbes. Both the former president and the former first lady, Melania Trump, were vaccinated at the White House in January before they left the White House, according to the representative confirming earlier reporting from Axios and the New York Times. Trump was notably absent from the group of top elected officials who received the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine when it was first approved, including former Vice President Mike Pence and President Joe Biden. So the idea that he could have made more clear was that, first of all, it's good that he said that, yes, President Trump recovered after he had to be helicoptered to Walter Reed Military Hospital. Fine, he said he recovered, thankfully. That's good. But why not say something about Trump's role in developing the vaccines? Because it's one of those things you can give him credit for. We had Operation Warp Speed. And one of the reasons, and it's still destructive and inappropriate for our country, the idea that there is still a political edge to the idea of getting vaccines. In other words, there are people who hear President Biden giving very sensible advice that you can reduce your chances of getting sick at all, and you can greatly reduce your chances of getting very sick and being hospitalized and dead if you go ahead and get vaxxed and boosted. It's a good thing to do and to take care of. And the idea that vaccine resistance is growing up now because we have the BA5, which is a less virulent, less devastating form of the virus, it's truly a shame. And, okay, so let us hope that we all can enjoy safety and health and limited systems, even if we do get sick. Okay, but President Trump, in his speech, the speech he gave to the America First Institute, the America First Coalition, that he has, it's called the America First Policy Institute. This is toward the very end of his speech when he talked about his future plans. This is President Trump yesterday. Listen.
If I agreed to stay silent, if I stayed at home and just took it easy, the persecution of Donald Trump would stop immediately. It would stop. But that's not what I will do. I can't do that. A much simpler life. Have to save our country.
A much simpler life. I have to save our country. The persecution of Donald Trump, honestly, which he talks about so much now, the idea that that is an effective campaign tool, there's no one who practices politics or who has any experience in politics at all would say that portraying yourself as a victim is a way to move forward, especially when it's a race for the presidency. Really, President Trump ended his speech yesterday saying this. He said, and this is from the transcript of what he actually delivered, not the text in the speech. This was added. He says, "I won a second time. I did much better a second time. Did a lot better. Did a lot better." He repeated it. "Very corrupt. I always said I ran the first time and I won. And then I ran a second time. And I did much better." That's what he said to the America First Institute. He actually did do better in terms of getting more votes. But the problem was it was a much larger electorate. Far more people came out to vote because they cared more, they had more passionate feelings about the election. And this is one thing that I thought would be interesting. I just looked it up. Is that first election was genuinely close in the two states that mattered most. The two states that mattered most were Michigan and Pennsylvania. And in Michigan, when Trump won Michigan the first time he ran, he won by a total of 10,704 votes. When Biden won Michigan, he won by a 15 times larger margin. He won by 154,000 votes. And then Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania and Michigan together come to a total of 36 electoral votes, which was enough to make the difference, to take victory away from Trump the first time, or to take victory away from Biden the next time. With Pennsylvania, Trump won Pennsylvania by 44,000 votes. Biden won Pennsylvania by twice as much, by 80,000 votes. So the idea that he did much better, not only did he not do better in the five states that that actually swung to Biden's direction, but not in the two states that actually made all the difference. When we come back, we're going to be talking to one of those people who may change American history. He is a Republican nominee, or not yet, but he is one of the Republicans running to represent the Republican Party in a swing congressional district here in the state of Washington. It's the only swing district there is. Reagan Dunn is only one of two Republicans who are King County Council members, and calls himself a common sense conservative. If he wins, how will Congress and how will Washington change? This comes at a time when William Galston, who's pretty much right up the middle, he was one time was an advisor to Bill Clinton, but he writes for the Wall Street Journal, and he says the one thing that nobody's paying attention to is all of a sudden bipartisanship seems to be alive in the Congress of the United States. How does that continue, or should it continue? We'll also talk about charges that Ron DeSantis secretly supports Nazism. It's really such a disgusting lie, and it's so disgusting that even the people on The View had to apologize for it. We will get to that and to much more in the midst of a brisk campaign season, right here in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.